We'll get lucky with the June 13 rain report in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Welcome to another edition of the Rain Report, produced by its founder, Hap Holly, KC9RP. I'm Blair Alper, KA9SEQ. Have you developed a digital project but don't know how to get some exposure or funding for it? Try Tapper, a community that provides leadership and resources to radio amateurs for the purpose of advancing the radio art. Steve Bible, N7HPR, is Tapper's vice president.
One thing to keep in mind is that Tapper is not brick and mortar, and it doesn't have paid staff running around with white lab coats or jeans and a t-shirt, whichever vision that you have. In terms of you creating a project, what Tapper does is very much like our mission statement says, that we provide leadership and resources for advancing the amateur radio art. If you have a project that you would like to bring to the community, and the community being amateur radio as a whole, what Tapper can do is not so much provide you a body or a person, but provide you a forum or a community to be able to flesh out your design. What's really fascinating about the HPSDR project is the community that it's created. And it all came together by itself. It started as a group discussion online, and two different groups formed, and they found that they had a lot in common. They came together and created HPSDR. And today, HPSDR has a membership of 800 now. Tapper didn't have anything to do with that. That group formed all by itself. What Tapper offered to the group was that a lot of these alpha projects, take Mercury there, we funded 5 boards. We paid for all the parts in the boards. So that way, the designers and the developers didn't have to be out of pocket for that. That's an incredibly expensive board. There's several thousand dollars in the prototypes themselves because they're built one of. And these are 4-layer printed circuit boards. What you bring is the expertise, the design, the effort in going into creating the project. Where Tapper can come in and help you with is the monetary side of it. So that's one aspect. That way you have to complain to your spouse that you're in the garage soldering, not complaining to the spouse that your checkbook is dwindling. So we can help out along those lines. Now when it comes time to manufacturing the kit, now you may want to make a kit where it's a kit of parts, or you may want it contract manufactured like this. And this is where we're going to have to talk with you one-on-one with respect to contract manufacturing. But if you're going to do a kit, what we would ask you to do is that you put the kit together and then ship those off to the Tapper office, and then Tapper will then be the storefront and sell them. Again, Tapper would buy all of the piece parts, but you'd be the one winding the toroids, putting parts into bags, that sort of thing. And believe me, it's a lot of fun. In your entire ham radio career, there's one thing you've got to do is put a kit together. I think I've done over 300 DSP-10 kits. There's almost 300 individual parts in that kit. So you've got to do this once. Then you find some other sucker, I mean volunteer, to be able to do their kit.
Steve, the idea was to encourage them, not to discourage them.
Okay. The encouragement is you've got to do this at least once. Now, how do you go about getting your project into the Tapper storefront? Well, what you do is you write a proposal. And there's no set format to this proposal. We don't really have a form, but suffice to say that you describe the project, you describe what benefit it has to the community. You kind of put a little bit of a business plan in there. You say, okay, here's how much it's going to cost to build the alphas. Here's how much it's going to cost to build the betas. Here's kind of the plan cost of how we're going to go into production, how many can be sold. One of the things that's been really good in the HPSDR, since it's such a high cost in the production, is that we go out and we do what's called an interest. First step, we go out and say, community, here's a board, what's your interest? And there's no price associated with it. It's just, what is your interest? And then we get a number. Then we go through the alpha, we do the builds, then we start doing the math where we say, okay, here's how much it's going to cost to build 200. Here's how much it's going to cost to build 300. Here's how much it's going to cost to build 400. We take that interest and we say, okay, we've got an interest here. Let's go out to the community and say, we can build this many at this cost. We zero out that list and we start over. We say, how many of you want to buy these at this price? People start ticking their numbers. And then what we do is we put a cutoff date, and then at the end of that cutoff date, we see what the numbers are, and we've been pretty fortunate. The numbers that people are buying at are very close in the interest level. And then we take your credit card number, and what we'll do is we'll say, okay, we're going to run your credit card this day. Because what we'll do is we'll go out and we'll put the orders for the parts and we'll put them on a 30-day. Well, we've got to pay that bill at the end of the 30-day. And that's when we run your credit card, and then we pay for all the parts. It comes from the contract manufacturer, and then you saw the rest of it. So that was the steps that this particular project went through, but it's not to say you have to do something this complicated. Some of the simplest, inexpensive things are the most popular, like Tony's Soft Rock. I bet his entire house is a manufacturing facility. It doesn't have to be complex. It can be something simple. It's something you think that you find very useful and you want to bring it to the community. So what I would do is kind of give you an outline of how we do these projects. We pretty much take them case by case. We take your project proposal. As the board of directors then takes a look at it and studies on it, and we vote on it. And then we go back to you and say yay or nay with that. So that's pretty much what happens. In Tapper, we're not trying to be very bureaucratic. The board members are stewards of the members' dues. We got to be good stewards of that money. And then what we also strive to do is that we strive to keep Tapper in the black. We're not going to do a project that we wrap a dollar bill with it. So the project has to stand on its own. The other important thing is it's your project. You have to be involved with it. You have to be the one that drives it. You can't just say, here, Tapper, this is a good idea, run with it. We're already to capacity running with projects like this, but we're always open for more volunteers to come in and create projects and get them out to the community.
Steve Bible, N7 HPR, Vice President of Tapper, the Tucson Amateur Packet Radio Corp. For more information about Tapper, go to www.tapper.org. That's www.tapr.org. The Rain Report is copyright 1990 through 2008 Rain, all rights reserved. Now for Rain's founder-producer, Hap Holly, KC9RP, I'm Blair Alper, KA9SEQ, bidding you all a very 73 from all of us at Rain, the Radio Amateur Information Network.